All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm just taking a few minutes to talk about an exciting, idea or vision that I had that is coming to fruition. And, you know, I've done many things in my life, and at the root of all of them is making a difference in somebody else's life. I learned a while back about, just what it means to serve people and the rewards you get from making a difference in other people's lives. And I've been so blessed time and time again by helping other people. And the fact that, you know, we're going to be able to change the lives of at least 200 boys and their families in a matter of a few days is humbling, to say the least. And so on yesterday, with me spending those 8 hours or more in getting to meet the parents and the young boys that we will be mentoring over the next 7 weeks. Excuse me. You just see them and them light up. You got to understand that we're talking about many young boys who are not going to be going to the Dells. They're not going to be going to State Fair. They're not going to be going to Summerfest. They're not going to be going to Disney World or Disneyland. That's a dream that many of them will maybe never reach. These are young boys who, for the most part, when they get out of school, the entire summer, they just stay in their neighborhoods, in their communities. People ask the questions, well, why are these boys stealing cars? And in my conversations with those young boys, again, 10 to 15 years old, have been stealing cars to the tune of over 11,000 in Milwaukee alone last year. 11,000 cars stolen, and more per capita than Chicago, you know. And our size is nowhere near Chicago. The third largest city in the nation is Chicago. And yet Milwaukee outstrips them when it comes to stolen vehicles. So I sit down and talk with some of these boys, myself and some other colleagues that I kind of brought together over the last several months, to ask boys 10 to 15 years old, why are you stealing these cars? And it was amazing to hear them say, because nobody ever really asked them why they're stealing cars. But boredom is what would come out of their mouths. Again, these are 10 to 15-year-old boys. Boredom. We want to see if those cars, just like we play with in the video games, we play these video games, and in the video games, they show them how to steal cars. I'm so disconnected that I didn't know that in these kind of games that resemble life, they show them how to steal cars. And then the young boys can go on the internet and it shows them how to steal particular cars. A Kia, they call themselves the Kia boys. Well, they got that, you know, moniker because you can go on the internet and it'll show you how to steal a Kia. To me, what sense does that make? How crazy is that you put out before the world how to steal a car? Why would that make any sense? Well, you know, we live in a country where, you know, we don't want to take away freedom of expression. Well, on the same internet, they show people how to build a bomb. On the same internet, they show people how to make ghost guns. Well, I mean, we can talk about freedom of expression and all of those things, but to me, that makes no sense. But anyway, make a long story short, these young boys, I was last night with my wife, and she's going to pick up a pizza, and as a matter of fact, I know we weren't that crazy. Have you ever seen, Sam, young guys sitting on, with their windows down, on the window ledge, hanging out of cars, waving while the car is swerving?
Oh, my goodness.
You've never seen
that. I'm too sheltered for that.
But so that is a commonplace thing in the city.
Wow.
Driving 40 miles an hour. You got four windows. You got four guys sitting with their butts on the windowsill with the windows down while, you know, three windows. And the driver is swerving at 40 miles an hour. And then there's another car right next to it doing the exact same thing on a regular city street at about 6 p.m., one of the busiest streets in the city. And I'm like, man, I can't even begin to imagine, you know, what is going on in the minds of people who do those things. It's almost as if they have a death wish.
I think city driving is, I know I'm not from the city, so I probably, that's why I feel this way. But city driving in the first place is the most stressful thing for me in Milwaukee or Madison. And thinking about adding that element to it, like, what?
Well, so one of the things that we're looking to do is to, because in our city, the sheer numbers of automobile crashes and the carnage of it and these wrecks that are happening in the city of Milwaukee are not just, you know, your fender benders. They are actually, the cars look like what you would see on a wreck on a highway in the city. The cars are disintegrating, and that's how this thing has been. But anyway, got to go to a break. I'm really excited about kicking off this week, coming week, Voices of the Elders in Camp Rise. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.